I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Friday, October 10th. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Yesterday's massive sell-off on Wall Street rolled around the world to send overseas markets plummeting today. In Europe, all of the major indices pegged significant losses. Japan's Nikkei index lost nearly 900 points, or more than 9.5% of its value. It is the Nikkei's biggest one-day loss since the crash of 1987. President Bush once again tried to calm the panicked markets today. Speaking from the White House this morning, the president said the government is moving aggressively to address the nation's financial problems. The president also said the government's rescue plan will take time to begin working. He assured the American people that they can be confident in their economic future. And with the financial markets in turmoil, the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is meeting today with finance ministers and central bankers from the G7 group of industrialized nations. They are discussing ways to solve the current global financial crisis, waiting for a joint statement that is expected sometime this afternoon. Now, it was on Wednesday major central banks around the world agreed to a coordinated rate cut in an attempt to ease the worries in the global markets. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomber has attacked a meeting of anti-insurgent tribesmen. Police say the blast killed 18 people and wounded more than two dozen others in the tribal area of western Pakistan. Investigators say the bomber entered the gathering where tribal leaders were discussing forming a militia to take on the Taliban. The Pakistani government has been encouraging the leaders to build local resistance in areas along the border with Afghanistan. Finland's former president, Martti Ahtisaari, is the 2008 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. He earned this award for his tireless work for peace in every corner of the globe. Ahtisaari says his greatest achievement is the role he played in Namibia's independence. And that is a look at some of the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of the day.